So this month, this week for my BTMS Insiders members, it's like my training library membership. I'm doing this monthly Insiders call, not specifically on a marketing or copywriting topic, but on training your subconscious success mechanism. And I was trying to think of how to talk about this, how to think about this, how to explain why this is so important and the difference that it can make in your life. And I was thinking about how my neighbors recently got a puppy, a dog. Her name is Bella. And my daughter, who's 7, well, she likes dogs. She loves dogs. We don't have a dog, but she wants to get a dog. And at the same time, this puppy was excited and had a lot of energy, and she was very unpredictable. And so when this puppy would be let out, sometimes it would come running across the street at us, and my daughter would get very scared and nervous around the dog. And it's very normal for little kids to have this like fear of these dogs, right? Especially when they have a lot of energy and can jump on you. And then Bella got a leash. When the neighbors would put the dog outside, would put Bella outside, they would put her on this leash. And this leash, it gave her a lot of room, but she was stuck in the yard. And so she could never run across the street and jump on us or whatever. And the first time that she had that leash and we came outside, she came running at us like she was just going to come running towards us again. But then she hit the end of the leash and it was like, ah, just like caught on the leash. And when she got caught on the leash, she stopped, of course, and then she backed up a little bit. And it happened a couple times. Like she'd get excited and she'd run to the end of the leash. But each time you could tell like she was stopping a little bit earlier so she wouldn't get snagged, she wouldn't get pulled back, she wouldn't get snapped back from the leash. And then now when she goes outside, my daughter, we can ride our bikes by or walk by or whatever, and there's no anxiety, no fear, because Bella, the dog, is just a good little puppy, just sitting there at the end of the leash. And she just sits there, and you can tell that she's excited that maybe she'd like to come across the street and say hi, but she's on that leash and she's being a good little dog, and she knows not to go past the end of the leash because she's constrained. And I was thinking about this in the context of this training your subconscious success mechanism because our subconscious mind, for so many of us, becomes that leash and it becomes the lesson that the dog learns from not being able to go beyond the end of the leash. It becomes that lesson where it keeps us in place. Even beyond the need for a leash, it keeps us in place. It keeps us from exploring. It keeps us from going out and living a big enough or like the life that we desire. And that leash, of course, it's not a physical leash for us. Like we're not walking around life wearing a leash. But so many times that leash comes, that leash arises in this general feeling, the constraint of the leash, the pull of the leash, the snapping back of the leash, preventing us from living the life that we want, comes in this feeling of, I'm not good enough. I'm not enough. Something's wrong with me. Like I'm not good enough to build this business. I'm not good enough to go after this client. I'm not good enough to try this marketing thing. I'm not good enough to go out on my own and launch my own, freelance career. I'm not good enough for whatever it is. And something is wrong with me that has to be fixed before that can happen. And that's that subconscious, and sometimes it's not even verbal. Like we don't even have those words, but we have it as a feeling. And that's what I want to talk about today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so first things first, you are good enough. You are good enough. You may not be as skilled as someone else at a particular skill or craft, right? So you may not be as skilled as a copywriter as I am, or some other person on your client's staff is, or something like that. But fundamentally, like you as a human being, you are good enough to be here, to have presence in the world. And also, there is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. Now, we can definitely feel that way, right? We can feel all effed up, broken, insecure. We can feel a whole bunch of fear when we're trying to do new things that we haven't ever done before. We can feel that way. And we can have all sorts of stories about what that means about us, right? Like it stories about our identity and our capabilities and all of that. Like we can have stories that keep us small. And those stories become our leash. Those stories are what hold us back. We tell ourselves that we're not good enough to go up against this person in like a competition, or like in copywriting, like a beat the control contest. I can't write copy that's good enough to actually be good for that client. I can't write copy that's good enough for that market. I can't, right? And so we hold ourselves back. It's that leash that's pulling on us. Why not? And why would you choose to not try instead of trying and learning from your experience, from the positive outcome that you desire or the negative outcome that you're afraid of? Because what's going to happen is if you're willing to step up, if you're willing to try, if you're willing to get in there, if you're willing to acknowledge that maybe your skill isn't what it could be, but you're going to try anyway, you're going to do your best anyway, you can try something and maybe it doesn't work. And that fear of rejection, of failure, of whatever, you're going to feel that fear. You're going to feel the feeling of rejection, of failure. And then you're going to be okay because you are good enough. You're okay. There's nothing wrong with you. You're going to be okay. That feeling is going to come and that feeling is going to go. And then you can try again. You can get up, dust yourself off, try again. And then you might fail. Like you might not get the result that you want, or you might get the result that you want. You might surprise yourself and, you know, you may have a big winner. But it's only going to happen because you're in there, because you are not letting these stories stop you. And you know, fundamentally just your value as a human being, you're good enough just because you are, just because you're here, you're good enough. And even if there are aspects of you that maybe are not as adaptive to certain situations, you know, different feelings, thoughts, behaviors, whatever, you know, strange monkey mind chattering in your head, or things pulling you in one direction or another, it's not wrong with you. Like it's normal. You're a normal human being within the normal scope of human experience. I promise that you are, and you're good enough. You're lovable as you are, and you're good enough for work, for showing up and being the best version of you at work. You're good enough in life, in relationships, for showing up and being the best version of yourself there. And you do have like this internal compass, this internal guide towards being a good person, towards truth, towards supporting beauty, creating beauty in the world. And you're good enough. And that doesn't mean that you're always going to succeed at everything you try. And also, when you don't succeed at things that you try, that doesn't make you any less good. It doesn't make you any less worthy. It doesn't make you any less like fundamentally valuable as a human being. Because all of us, we learn things through trial and error. We learn things through failure and reflection. We learn things through action in the world and seeing the response that we get. And early on in life, we're often told all sorts of stories that tell us like the things that are wrong with us and the ways that we're not good enough. And it's not intentional. Like these messages aren't necessarily put out to like shut us down and like take away our life. But they are, they're given to us with the best of intentions, just like the dog is put on a leash with the best of intentions. That dog, we don't want it running in the street. We don't want it jumping on strangers. We don't want it going out and biting somebody or something like that. So we have the best of intentions. So we put the dog on a leash. And when we're very young as kids, our parents, our teachers, our community role models, they teach us things that are like that leash, ways that shape our behavior, and they shape our behavior through stories about who we are and about who we should be. And they create these states, these emotional states in us. And sometimes they're positive states when we are being who they want us to be. And sometimes they're negative states when we're not being who they want us to be. And all of those stories and states that are created in us are, again, the leash that's holding us from being an authentic expression of ourselves in the world, and from trying new things, from growing, from learning, from experiencing greater abundance in the world. And maybe that abundance is financial. Maybe that abundance is something else. It's experiential. It's relational. It's health. It's, you know, something else. It's just life energy, right? But you are good enough for all that. You deserve all that. You are valuable enough for all that. There's nothing wrong with you as a human being. And when you, number one, can recognize this leash that's holding you back and dig into your subconscious and like recognize all the ways that it's influencing your daily thoughts and feelings and habits and behaviors, when you can recognize that, then you don't necessarily have to be controlled by that. You don't have to be controlled by this feeling of not being good enough, this feeling of something being wrong with you. And then you can start to take intentional actions where you are able to train your subconscious towards the successful outcomes that you want to achieve, towards happiness, towards abundance, towards whatever it is that you want. And by recognizing and accepting all of these stories and states, we are then able to change the stories and states in intentional ways that make success habitual, that make success happen in the ways that we desire. So that's what I have for you. You are good enough. There's nothing wrong with you. And if you are interested in the Training Your Subconscious Success Mechanism monthly insiders call, if you're catching this before the live call, you can still sign up for BTMS Insiders and join me on the live call as we talk through that. Or you'll be able to access the recordings. The link either way is in the description with this episode. Let me know on a scale 1 to 10 how valuable you found this and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? I know this isn't like a marketing tactic that you go and like implement in your business, but it's actually much bigger than that and much more powerful. And it will impact all the ways that you implement every marketing tactic. So let me know in the comments below how valuable you found this and why. Also tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it directly and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. Also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, that's mostly about marketing, copywriting, selling, business building, and that kind of stuff, but also things about personal development and wealth and, you know, being a good human being, because good human beings make great entrepreneurs and great marketers too. So I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it today, and I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.